All right, so President Obama and former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they did lunch at the White House. Big stuff, right? Well, listen very carefully. We've got an expert here just a moment to tell us what's really going on. But listen as Josh Earnest, he is the, Deputy White House Press Secretary, speaking to the press corps today about the lunch. Notice this. Roll it.
The president is having lunch this afternoon with Secretary Clinton in the private dining room right off the Oval Office. As you know, over the course of the last 4 years, and as much has been written about over the last 4 years, how Secretary Clinton and the president have developed not just a strong working relationship, but also a genuine friendship. And so it's largely friendship that's on the agenda for the lunch today. So it's not a working lunch as much as it is an opportunity for the two who saw each other on a pretty frequent basis over the course of the last 4 years to get a chance to catch up.
Josh, whose idea was it? Yes.
The president invited Secretary Clinton over for lunch.
Can you give us a little more background on the lunch? How long has this been in the works? And if I can be so silly, what do they plan to eat?
Knowing of your intense interest, I've come prepared to answer your question. The White House chef today whipped up some grilled chicken, some pasta jambalaya, and some salad for them to enjoy during lunch.
Okay, so a note to fill-in press secretaries, bring the menu if you're going to talk about the lunch. But is it really just a lunch? Joining us to talk about it, Anita Finlay. She's an author, actress, blogger, and host, author of the bestseller Dirty Words on Clean Skin. It's been number one on Amazon's Women in Politics books for 16 weeks. She's also a contributor to Epoch Times and The New Agenda. She joins us on the guest line here on America's Radio News Network once again. Anita, welcome back. So what's going on here? Come on, just a lunch? Sounds like there's more to it. What's going on here in your view?
Oh, Austin, they're just exchanging recipes. What are you kidding? Is this the biggest nonsense you've ever heard? The president, you know, with all due respect, he doesn't do anything that isn't politically motivated. Are you really thinking that he's got time to sit down if they're just shooting the breeze? I suspect it's one of two things. You know, he may be questioning her in terms of foreign policy with reference to Syria and Egypt going forward. He's likely taking her pulse on 2016. And where she's positioning herself, but I suspect that she's being very cagey and is not going to give anybody a definite answer, and that includes the president.
Yeah, sure. Anita Finlay, could there be some discussion, could there have been some discussion between the two of them over that which went wrong and, that which happened and didn't happen on that fateful night in Benghazi, Libya? Could this have been part of the discussion, do you suppose?
Do you mean in reference to talking points going forward? I don't know that that's the case. I sincerely feel that as far as they're concerned, they've said what they've had to say. Certainly Secretary Clinton gave exhaustive and masterful testimony, and that was even reported by people like Brit Hume of Fox News, no friend to Hillary Clinton. And she really did give a thorough accounting of all of this. It may not have made certain people happy, but you know, she was talking about events unfolding in real time. I think that any questions that linger really have a lot to do with where was the president at the moment of when this was happening, and did he go to bed, and did he order some jets to scramble, and why were certain meetings not convened? And I think that that's really what is left over, and certainly that's not up to former Secretary Clinton to answer. You know, that would go to the White House or the Secretary of Defense, I would think.
Anita Finlay, author, actress, blogger, author of the book Dirty Words on Clean Skin. It's number one on Amazon's Women in Politics books, has been for 16 weeks. She's on our guest line. President Obama and Hillary Clinton, they sort of give us this game face publicly that they are abiding friends. And yet when Senator Obama secured the Democratic nomination for the presidency back in 08, well, that was a rebuff of the Clinton brand of politics. And back then, former President Bill Clinton had some pretty harsh words to say about Barack Obama. Is that all swept under the rug now, or are they all on the same page, or is there still some tension, do you think?
I think that there will always be some kind of tension. I mean, certainly Dirty Words on Clean Skin covers what really happened in 2008, that the mainstream media, which was very biased against Hillary Clinton, you know, that they would just as soon sweep under the rug, and they're very quick to blame her campaign and not talk about the sexist bias that she had to put up with every day. And certainly the Obama campaign capitalized on that bias, and they exacerbated it themselves, and that was evidenced in social media and in their campaign rhetoric and so on. So I don't think that all of that will ever be swept under the rug. That said, these are all experienced politicians, and I think that, you know, she, if she chooses to run and if she stays healthy, I assume she will, you know, she's looking at the bigger picture going forward, and whether she liked or appreciated the direction of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and so on in the past few years, she's a big party player, and I think that she still wants to work within the Democratic Party and serve the American people. So I think that they're going to do their best to sweep whatever they have to under the rug to make it work going forward.
Anita, just a few seconds left. Where does Vice President Joe Biden fit into the mix for 2016?
I don't think he does, frankly. With all due respect to the vice president, I don't think his numbers come anywhere near to Hillary Clinton's, and he knows that if she's in, he's out.
Fair enough. Anita Finlay, she's the author, actor, and blogger. Her latest book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, number one on Amazon's Women in Politics books. Anita, thanks. It's always great to talk to you. We'll look forward to it again.
Allison, thank you so much. A pleasure to be with you. Have a great day.